This morning's reading is Matthew chapter 1, starting at verse 18 to 25, and the words will be on the screen behind me. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, I have brought with me this device. You all know what this is. It's an alien spaceship in miniature form. As you can see, I have brought it with me. It's very impressive, isn't it? You impressed? Are you impressed? Are you impressed over here? It looks great, doesn't it? It's an impressive work. It won awards, apparently. My daughter told me it, when she saw that I was given it by my lovely wife as a present. And quite early on in our relationship. And I was kind of one of those things. I thought, oh, that looks interesting. I don't know what it is, but once it was explained to me. But it is a juicer. A juice squeezer. So I thought what we would do this morning is we'd squeeze some juice. And you're going, what has this got to do with Christmas? So I need a volunteer to help me. I need someone with a bit of muscle behind them to help me squeeze some juice. Don't all rush at once. While you're thinking about whether you're going to volunteer, I have a job of work to do. You'll need to be patient. This is a time for contemplation and consideration as I cut one of these oranges, this orange in half, and one of you is thinking, should I be the one as the squeezer who puts the pressure on the orange today, or is someone else going to do it so that I don't have to do it? Are you contemplating well? Are you thinking? Are you thinking about it? Would you like to come? Right, okay, I think we might need to get down on the ground a little bit to help you do it. Okay, so we will do that. Now, does anyone need some vitamin C? Okay. So what we'll do is, I think we'll go down here on the floor to help us do it. Sorry? Cut it that way. Oh, yeah. Have I screwed up? I probably have. Yeah, you're right. What have I done? That's me multitasking. The men have failed already. Thanks, Fiona. You're very practical. Shows you how often I use this device, doesn't it? Men, I've let you down. I've let the site, I'm talking about men fighting back, and I've let you down really badly. Please forgive me. So this will be harder than we thought it was going to be. So what we're going to do is we're going to get down the floor here, and we're going to try and squeeze some juice together. Okay? So we might need to sit on the floor. Can you see over there? You might want to move around if you want to see how it goes. Right, here we go. Now, before we get started, we need some glasses. Now, I have an official juice taster present in who's equipped with various degrees in testing of juices. Is working towards a PhD in juice tasting. It's very important to have the right people and the right skills, isn't it, Fiona? It is. So what we're going to do, now this is where I need to try and get it right. I think we'll try and squeeze the orange. Good job, there's two halves of the orange, so we get enough. So what we have to do is, if you could take that glass and put it down, see under the pointy bit there? You could put it right underneath, okay? And Then we're going to take this orange, which I have cut badly, and we're going to try and squeeze some orange onto it. So if you want to come, and then you need to push really, really hard. Okay. Oh, here we go. Look at that strength. Push harder. Oh, I'll hold the thing for you so that it doesn't fall over. Keep going. And then try twisting the orange around a little bit. You see, you're perfect at this. Wow. A bit more. Brilliant. I think you deserve a clap for this so far. Okay, we're going to take that one off. We'll try the other one. Okay, we'll try the other one, which will be a little bit easier as well. And then as hard as you can. Okay. Oh, it's going everywhere. Brilliant. I hope you don't get any orange juice in your hair there. That would be bad. Right, okay, that's us done orange. I think we've got enough. We'll just take that off. Okay, so here we have, is enough orange there for the orange juice taster, PhD. Now, we'll try the lemon now, okay? You ready? Don't squeeze until I say, okay, because I need to hold it tight. Right, here we go. And then twist again. Oh, you've become an expert at this. Look at you go. Brilliant. You're very good. Have you done this before?
No.
No, is it the first time? You'd never know. Brilliant. Should we try the other half as well and just get a little bit more? Okay, if you put that down, and then we'll take this one and let me hold the device again. Here we go. Oh, brilliant. I think we probably have enough. If you want to put that down as well, and then we'll take the lemon juice away. Thank you so much. Big round of applause. Now, what is the point of this again? I've forgotten. So let's get the taster up and we'll try this. This is, we've gone to a lot of trouble to make fresh juice, especially for you this morning, in public as well. That could have gone on. I mean, it almost went wrong with my mistake in my cutting. So if you come, this is the orange. I think it's a fine color. We'll put it up against the light. It's very important with your
swish it around.
You want to savor the bouquet.
Okay,
let's just have a taste of it. Okay, is it sweet? Not in
it
church.
Is sweet,
not it is sweet.
It is sweet. It's delicious.
That's good.
Drink
you drink it all. That's fine. Yeah, it's very healthy. And let's try this. We've not got quite so much of this. Let's try the lemon juice. Oh! Yeah. It's a bit, what is it? How would you describe it?
It's bitter.
You're not going to finish the lemon juice off. Okay, you've had enough of the bitter. Taste. Okay, thank you so much, our official wine taster. Let's thank our juice taster. Okay, brilliant. That almost worked really well. So thank you to my volunteers. That was great. Now, what was the point of it? Now, let me think while I make it up what the point is. Sorry? It can, yeah. I mean, you're free to make up whatever point you want. Let's try and relate it to the Bible, though, eh? Because that is true. Of course that's true. But we'll try and relate it to the story of Joseph. So I wonder, Scott, if you could just bring up the verses from the beginning. As I said at the beginning, Joseph is sometimes overlooked. He's not talked about an awful lot. And I think he's a remarkable man. He sets a kind of powerful example to men and to women of how to respond when life squeezes you. When life squeezes you, how do you respond? What happens when you're under pressure? What has 2019 been like for you? There will have been times of great joy and great celebration, but there may have been times, you may be in a time when you are feeling like you are being squeezed and under pressure. Right now, maybe today is that time. Maybe it's been like that all year, or you feel it's been like that all year. And Joseph, I think, offers us a little bit of help in this. And here's how. So this passage begins to tell us how the birth of Jesus came about. It says that. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. She's pregnant with a baby that is not Joseph's. Now, in any relationship, that's kind of not a great place to be, is it? You're not, you know, if you're with someone and the person you're with is pregnant and it turns out that you're not the parent, the dad in particular, that's a little bit painful and a little bit hurtful, isn't it? Let's just move on. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. So this is interesting. He could have got her into all sorts of trouble. He could have had her stoned to death for adultery. He could have been really nasty to her. But the kind of man he was, this tells us something about his character already, that Joseph was a godly and a kind and a generous man. So that's great. He's under pressure, but there's something going on in him already that is a positive thing. God had already been at work in him. That's why he was wanted to deal with this as quietly as he could. We go on. But after he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." So he's already in this place of, I want to do this as well as I can and be positive. I'm under pressure. If people knew about it, I would be under even greater pressure. And then an angel appears to him. Goodness, we don't read that and understand what an angel coming to Joseph was really like. It was another pressure, actually. An angel appearing to you, it doesn't happen every day. It's a little bit unusual for that to be happening. And he's under huge pressure because of it. And the angel says to him, "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, is from God himself. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that is going on here." And so what happens next? "She will give birth to a son. You're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. He is the Savior, the one who saves." Go on. "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So Joseph, if he had given in to the pressure, the squeezing that he was under, either to conform to what the law might have said should have happened to Mary, or in fear said, "Right, I'm not going to be with Mary. This is just too much. I can't cope with this." He could have really screwed things up, couldn't he, for himself and for the world. Joseph is such an important person in the story and the life of Jesus. So he gives us this amazing, I think, example of what to do when we are facing pressure, when we are being squeezed. So here's the question this morning, as we come to the end of 2019, as we begin to look at 2020 and where we're headed in 2020 as people and as a church. The pressure we're under, the squeezing that we feel, could dominate us. You see, if you've been squeezed, one of the things that happens if you're squeezed is you can become like the lemon juice, a little bit bitter. Bitter to the taste, bitter to be around, not pleasant to be around. I see this happening quite often. People who have been hurt in the past hold on to the hurt and the pain and the things that have squeezed them and caused them great pain in life, hold on to them, control them more than they control the things that have happened to them. And they become bitter and don't exhibit the things that indicate that the Lord is at work in them. And we cause a lot of destruction and a lot of pain when we carry bitterness around with us. Or we can be a bit sweeter like the orange juice when we respond to events around us that are squeezing us. Will we respond with sweetness and gentleness and helpfulness? So here's the thing. I was trying to think how to be positive about this. And I suppose coming to the end of a year like 2019, our nation's been under pressure, has been squeezed a lot as well. Do we need to let go of some of the bitterness that we've experienced, some of the stuff that's happened in our life that's been really painful? Do we need to drop it? Do we need to kind of move on from it and leave it behind? Do we need to surrender ourselves again to the Lord? Do we need to do that as a church as we go into this new year? And can we make a commitment? So do we need to surrender it to the Lord and leave it behind us? Say, I'm not going to be bitter about what's happened. I'm going to look to the future with a determination to be sweet. We'd be great to go through 2020 and the people of St. Thomas's Church are known for their sweetness. I don't just mean that you're sweet around the minister. It'd be nice if you are, but if you're not, that's okay. I'm paid the big bucks to take the lack of sweetness sometimes. But if we were known as a church for our sweetness, you know, that even though things are not easy or even though people might not agree with everything we say or what we believe, we always act with sweetness and kindness and love. And we don't respond to the pressure that others might put on us in kind. You know, we don't respond to other people's bitterness with bitterness or self. We don't become bitter about what people have done to us or the circumstances that we might face. So here's the response for us this morning then. Will you give up any bitterness from the past? Will you just lay that down now before the Lord? I was thinking, are we going to do something? And I thought, no, I don't want to put people on the spot and make it public that you're doing that. Sometimes it's good to do that, sometimes it's not. But just where we are, will you offer to the Lord the things that you're struggling with, the things that have pressured you this year, maybe are going to pressure you for longer into next year as well. Will you bring that to the Lord so that we might become sweeter than we are? So will we lay down the stuff? And when we make that commitment as we look at 2020 to be as sweet as we can possibly be, not in our own strength, not because I'm saying I'm going to be sweet, but because actually what's really interesting in the Joseph story is, did you notice the several times that the Holy Spirit is mentioned? Because we can only do the stuff that we do when God's Holy Spirit is at work in us. So I thought we would end this bit by praying together, that the Holy Spirit might fill every person that's here this morning and those who aren't here as well as we come to the end of the year, that we would know God's help in the midst of the pressures to be the people that he's called us to be. So let's do that. I'm going to invite you to stand. If you don't want to stand, that's okay too. You're welcome to remain seated. But if you're able to stand, I'm going to pray for us that the Holy Spirit, just as the Holy Spirit filled Mary and help Joseph, that we too will be helped. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the part that Joseph played in the life of your son, Jesus. Thank you that he took on that responsibility of being Jesus's earthly father. And thank you, Father, that the pressure he was under did not crush him. We thank you for the help that you gave him. We thank you for the angel who spoke your word into his life. And we pray for ourselves now that you would help us. If there's bitterness and if there's stuff that's pressured us and made life difficult for us, we lay that before you now. It may not be solved instantly. It may not be something that is resolved immediately, but we bring it to you because we need your help. Help us to forgive those who have wronged us or hurt us. Help us, Lord, not to burn with anger against them. Help us, Lord, to surrender that to you so that we are guarded against becoming bitter people. And Lord, I pray for everyone here that you would fill us all with your Holy Spirit so that we might show forth your sweetness to a needy world. Come, Holy Spirit, fill your people, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.